This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
All right, it's time for another rousing round of hotel horror. There's a weird story out of Tennessee, but I wanted to get to this text we got a few days ago. It's actually kind of an older text, but I've been holding on to it. It's from somebody who manages a motel on Highway 80, and they say that like once a year, some guy comes rolling in there at like 90 miles an hour, comes in, rents a room, goes in there, just defiles the bathroom, just does horrifying things to the bathroom,
and then leaves,
and then jumps back into his red Jeep Liberty and gets back on his way towards either the Dakotas or Denver. That's a hotel horror story.
Defiled them only once when I had to do that. Yes.
I know you've got a spot. You know it's like, if I could just hold it until I cross the line.
And then I duck walk. You're like,
I need the steam room.
Stat.
Do you like book it for a week in advance just to like have it?
On the way back. Yeah, I should do that.
What? I mean, the cleaning people have to come in and go, well, we don't have to make the bed, but what do you get in the bathroom?
What? I flush.
Make some food.
I courtesy flush.
Does that help?
Yes. But I do. You're right. I do that. I'm a motel. Yeah.
Did you say I do that?
I might often do that, yeah. In the past. I've done.
So hotel horror stories are like this. It's something weird and awful that happened to you at a hotel. You're a worker at a hotel that, I remember in the same vein, we don't want them all to be poo related, but I remember, do you remember somebody saying they worked at a hotel and they went in and somebody had a number two in everything where it could be contained in the area of the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay.
So like bathtub.
Okay.
Sink.
Oh.
Toilet.
Okay, your standards.
Ice bucket.
Now we're getting creative.
And the worst part is,
I might be
misremembering this, and this is awful, and I probably shouldn't even say it out loud, but they said the sink one was the size of a cantaloupe.
Oh, that, okay.
I remember distinctly
Why?
The word cantaloupe.
Oh, right. That's...
was a human checked in? Or was there
So I don't know what to do with that information. I just remember that being a hotel horror story from the past.
That's the size of a baby's head. The dilation, just passing in. I mean, you have to be... What?
Was it on I-80 or whatever?
It was on 80.
You got to call ahead. I'm dilating.
The contractions are 30 seconds apart.
What does that mean?
I think my gravy broke.
Ew.
This is going to get Aaron.
There's another theory on the cantaloupe that I don't think I should get into, but like, didn't have to come out like that. I mean, it could have been somebody creative.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like made a snowball?
Yeah, yeah, you know, like...
Like the ghost video?
Yeah, it's like, oh, my love,
where they're getting
my
their,
darling.
Their hands squishy and all,
you
know.
Is that a penny going up the wall?
Oh, God. Okay.
That's just... We want hotel horror stories, not poo related.
All poo related.
So...
Yeah.
Hotel Horrors, 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. The story that got us started talking about this is a person in Tennessee went to sleep in his room, and when he woke up, the hotel manager was in his room and had his toes in his mouth.
What the? Yeah, what?
That personal touch.
Makes
our stay different.
The manager claimed he smelled smoke.
What? Then broke in.
He claimed he smelled smoke, went in to investigate, apparently thought it was his feet that were on fire.
What the?
And doused the flames with his mouth, taking the ultimate sacrifice.
Okay.
That's kind of scary because we've stayed in hotels for like at Alice events and stuff where like the keys didn't work. Do you remember that? And they were like,
oh, yeah.
The keys just open random doors. They're like, well, they got somehow messed up. So it was like, just, you know, lock the door.
They like did. That. They remember they told us. They were like, make sure you do all the bolts on the, like, lock it. Because we're not sure who's got what key. They're just like.
Yeah, and it happened to our boss. Somebody tried to get in the middle of the night.
Oh, the toe sucker?
I do remember that. Yeah. Oh, my god!
They were just like, well, you'll figure it out.
Have you never been, like, I've been toes. In rooms. I've walked into hotel rooms that weren't mine. Like the like the lobby screwed up and they, like, give you a key and you, like, go up and, like, and it works. You walk right in and there's feet on the bed. And I was like, ugh. And you do the, like, Grandpa Simpson, like, ah, back out. Yeah. Like,
I smell fire. Yeah.
No, whoa.
Oh, God, it happens all the time.
That's embarrassing.
If you stay at enough hotels, like, what was the hotel here? God, there's a great Netflix documentary. It's gone now. It's in your hood. It was in Aurora. Motel, something.
Oh,
where the dude bought the hotel. And then, like, there was an attic above all the rooms. And basically, he added a new vent in every room.
Yeah.
And he could go above all the rooms and just watch people.
Yes.
He would watch them have relations. He would watch. He claims he eventually saw a murder in that hotel. And they finally, they raised it. It's gone. It's like, anyway, it's a great documentary. And
there was one time, the only time I've been to Vegas as an adult, where we walked in and there were people in the room and it was a mess. Like, there was some sketchy stuff going on.
Like drugs?
Yeah.
Like hookers?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was gross.
It's like a welcome package,
Vegas.
I think.
Yeah. That is Vegas.
I'd take that over the sucking
the
toes.
Extra for that, yeah.
All right. If you have a hotel horror story, 303-222-5423.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We are looking for your stories of somebody broke into a hotel room and started sucking on a dude's toes.
It's like, what? What?
So we're looking for your hotel horror stories. Samantha?
Yay.
Hotel horror. What happened to you?
So I was on a work trip, and my job can be kind of stressful, especially when I go on these business trips. So I took a bath to kind of just, like, blow off some steam, and it wasn't the nicest hotel. My company can be kind of chintzy. While I was in the bath, the handle fell off the door, like the doorknob fell off the door, and I couldn't open it from the inside.
Oh, my God. That's actually happened at the radio station before to our boss. Remember our boss was locked in the bathroom?
You couldn't cut around.
And he was just, and, like, I don't even think he had his phone. Wait, was your dog in the hotel with you?
I thought you said your job.
Never mind.
My job can be kind of sincere. My dog loves very fancy meals.
Yes. So then what did you do? Did you have your phone, or were you just stuck in there till the maids came?
I didn't have my phone. The only thing that saved me is that I like a lot of towels. I'm kind of a princess, like one for my hair, one to, like, I don't know, just like a lot. So I'd requested extra towels before I took my bath, and they came to drop them off, and they were, thank God, able to hear me yelling and screaming from the bathroom.
Oh, otherwise, my God.
You're right. We've had that happen here.
Yeah.
They could have died.
It was the most peaceful day of work, though. Remember? Because the boss was stuck in the bathroom. Samantha,
were you
that
banging
sucks.
On the door? Like, what happened?
You could have been there till the maids came.
That's true. Okay.
Then I would have missed meetings the next morning. I mean, can you even imagine?
Eventually, there would have been a wellness check or
you
something
hope.
For you.
Yes.
Wow. That's a great one. Thank you, Samantha. Renee?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hotel horror.
Yes. So I was in a hotel in Pennsylvania and was cleaning my contacts in the morning like I normally do. One of them dropped and landed on the faucet in the sink. Didn't think much of it. Cleaned it off a little bit, put it back in my eye. Later that morning, started kind of getting fuzzy. And I wear toric contacts, so I thought maybe it was just a little twisted or something. Went to the bathroom, and my eye is completely dilated. Huge, all black, can't see any color.
What?
Kind of freaked out a little bit. Was in the middle of a meeting, so really couldn't do anything all day. Stayed that way. Called the doctor. He said, come on in the next morning. Let's take a look. My eye actually went back to normal by morning. But when I was talking to the doctor, he's like, well, it could be something weird. But since it went re-dilated back to normal, you're fine. The only other thing I can think of is that it, you got in contact with some cocaine.
Your contact hit cocaine, and then you put it in your eyeball.
Wow. Probably had cocaine on it.
Dang, did you go back to that? I want to. Hey,
I've been dropping both contacts on that bad boy. This is going to be a long night. Wow. Daniel.
Yai.
Uh-oh, it's Daniel, so he's got a hotel horror. What's yours?
I have no hotel horror. I've lived in a reputable hotel for the last 12 years. And so long as you treat the staff right, everything goes right.
Wait, you live in you've been living in a hotel for 12 years?
Yeah.
What?
Really?
Yeah, you get room service, maid service. If you lock yourself out because you're drunk and you lose your key, just run down to the front desk and they give you a new one.
At $200 a night?
No. Not at $200 a night. There's a rate, like an apartment, there's a monthly rate.
Really? I had no
what? This screams Steve.
It does. Why am I not living in a hotel?
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to clean. You don't have to cook. Right. People are just waiting on you hand and foot.
Yeah.
Daniel, I'm coming over.
Yeah, we'll be over in a little bit. Thanks, man. Bob.
Yeah.
Hotel horror.
My sister and brother-in-law got married in 1978, went to Wisconsin Dell, got married at their little hotel thing. 5 years later, they go to Vegas.
Okay.
They order a movie, and it's their movie.
No.
From 1978.
Yeah.
That's not possible. For who filmed it?
Excuse me?
Who filmed it? Like somebody, did they know it existed? They filmed it? Who filmed
it? No, they did not. They got a nice settlement out of it.
Oh, what are the odds that,
I mean,
years later, they're in another hotel. They punch up one of them movies and.
Did they go ahead and.
Wait, do it to their own movie?
That would be weird.
Holy crap, never
Look
thought
how good
of
they
that.
Were.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.